Mark and Louise Zwick founded Casa Juan Diego in Houston in 1980, following their encounter with poverty and political violence in El Salvador. Casa Juan Diego is one of many Catholic worker houses of hospitality in the world. In reviewing the Zwick account of their work, the author writes, "The Houston Catholic worker also is a beacon for the homeless, who may suffer from mental illness, perhaps hearing voices that are not there. With so many people in need coming and going, how does Casa Juan Diego maintain its peace and equilibrium?" The authors point to the freedom of the gospel as their inspiring compass. Such freedom is quite different from rugged individualism or doing whatever we want, they write. The freedom of the gospel is not about buying ourselves things, nor building bigger banks to hold our money, nor about arming ourselves to the teeth to protect it. Rather, it is the freedom to do good, to create a world where it is easier for others to be good. Catholic worker personalism means that Catholics do not have to wait for orders from Rome to begin washing others' feet. We are free to love our enemies. We are free to develop alternatives to an economy that takes away the dignity and the meaning of work. We are free to help the stranger in a strange land. We are free to give up all and follow Jesus. Truly, those at Casa Juan Diego are able to recognize Christ's face in their homeless and forgotten visitors. This account of their work engagingly blends personal stories and sharp analysis, culled from the trenches, about the problems underlying immigration. While the storytelling in Mercy Without Borders invites quick reading, the ethical and social questions it raises will compel thought long afterwards.